InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll make it clear, I'll state my case, of which I am certain. I've lived a life that's full, traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, I saw it through without exemption.
So this is the type of stuff Trump's been posting over the weekend, as most of you know, along with extremely dystopic Slipknot songs about basically the end of civilization. And Trump's been confirming that he himself has been posting all of it. He told the Wall Street Journal that, yeah, he said, Hail Allah or whatever in that Easter message. He said he wanted to freak them out, act crazy. You notice over the weekend, he said the strait was open. The Iranians had agreed to everything. They never did that. Israel kept bombing Lebanon. They blown up over 30,000 Christian homes. Trump said, I told them they're not to bomb anymore, and I give them the orders, and they said, yes, sir. And Netanyahu said, I didn't say that. This is floundering. And I told you months ago from White House sources that Trump is getting more and more erratic, doesn't want to hear any negative news. So I don't just believe the big Wall Street Journal article out about that today. When you read the article, it's everything I've told you. But it's supposedly low IQ to explain that the Israeli intelligence assessment, even though the IDF disagreed, by the way, this is all out now, they agreed with the Pentagon that Iran would not fall. At least not for a year or so. And that they would close the Strait of Hormuz. And now they've got all these military articles saying, yeah, the Iranians can't be stopped because they've got thousands of pieces of artillery and hidden missile sites, short, medium range, above the strait. All of this was war-gamed. All of this was known. Pentagon said 90% chance of failure. But Trump told Tucker Carlson back at the time, he said, everything always goes my way. He actually said, it'll turn out okay for me. Well, yeah, because you had the American people backing you and because you had a lot of energy and we admired the old Trump. The new Trump is completely out of his mind. So I'm very honored that he attacked me again on Friday and said that I'm fried and all the rest of it, because I don't want to be associated with this disastrous situation that's unfolding at all. Because when somebody who doesn't know what they're doing tells somebody who's on record being right, they got a low IQ, well, that's where I want to be. The truth is, I don't have a low IQ, Trump, and I actually study all these issues. You may know all about real estate and even Lednik, how to insider trade on all your different economic announcements. But at the end of the day, buddy, the military told you not to do this, and Israel, Netanyahu, lied to you. So let's go out a little bit of Slipknot. We'll come back and launch the full show. Stay with us. This is what President Trump posted himself. He said he did. He did this at 2 a.m. Scaring our enemies. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We have two new products at theoliveshowstore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results.
One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing, and they're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get the ultramethylene blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I take absolutely no pleasure in having to spend a lot of our time on the King Lear type de-evolution and disintegration of President Trump. And again, I am proud of the overall good job he did off and on the last 10 years. And we went through hell to get him back in. It was a great victory against the neoliberal globalist WEF crowd. But since he's gotten back in, he has sidelined the great patriots he brought in at the beginning, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., and many others, and brought in a bunch of horrible neocons and top Democrats. He's put Todd Blanche in as the head of the DOJ, big Democrat Party lawyer. He has started to attack myself and others today and Friday using Democrat Party talking points. He has said 28 times that Iran has capitulated and given up and that we've won the war. And over 10 times he said the Strait of Hormuz is open when it's not. He also said, as we covered on Friday with the Truth Social Post, that enough is enough, Israel. Stop bombing the Christians in Lebanon. They destroyed over 30,000 homes, hospitals, universities, primary schools with people in them in many cases. He said Israel has agreed to stop bombing Lebanon, and so Iran has agreed. And Israel never stopped and said, we never agreed to that. I mean, this is not 3D chess. This is Trump being made a fool of by Netanyahu and others. So it's a serious, serious situation. And, of course, the Strait of Hormuz is totally closed right now. The Iranians got it closed, just threatening to sink ships. Now that Trump sent in the U.S. Navy, they began to blast ships. And sure, the U.S. Navy's blasted some Iranian ships. The Iranians don't care. You'll have Hegseth, oh, we blasted an oil tanker. They don't care. You've dropped 20,000 bombs on them. They don't care. We dropped 7.3 million bombs, big ones. That's just counting big ones. Not bazookas, not artillery rounds, not hand grenades, no. Bombs out of airplanes on the North Vietnamese over 1960 to 1975. The official police action started in 64 after we staged the Gulf of Tonkin. And did they give up? Ooh, 20,000 bombs. Ooh. You know, the British shot more cannonballs at us than that. Did we give up? No. Our 250th anniversary is about to begin. I told you back at the time, it was public then, and all the details have been released. The Pentagon, the intelligence agencies unanimously told Trump, Iran is not imminently about to attack us. You will probably not get regime changed, 90% chance, and they will close the Strait of Hormuz. They've already passed the law to do it, and they can do it. And then Trump goes, fine, I don't want the Strait of Hormuz 2 weeks ago. The next day, open the effing strait, or I'll end your civilization. Never to return. crazy talk. And now the strait is closed again. Oil prices are exploding. It's killing Trump's recovery. Isn't BlackRock happy? So here's Trump on Friday saying Iran has given us everything. They're going to give us all the uranium, all the offensive weapons. They're going to pull their Hezbollah out of all these countries in the Middle East. They have totally agreed to everything. And then Israel begins striking Lebanon even more intensely. And so Iran starts blocking the Strait of Hormuz again. And then Trump turns around and says, how dare you break the ceasefire? I have clips of him saying that Saturday. Who do you think broke it? The Iranians said. They got statements today. They say, every time we go, okay, let's see what you do, it's broken by Israel within minutes. Because Israel is running our foreign policy. I don't care whether you love Israel or hate Israel. That's wrong, folks. They would never put up with us running them. But it's not like some unified group in Israel either. All their former intelligence chiefs said, do not listen to the current head of the Mossad who just stepped down. They put a guy in even crazier than him. And it turns out both the current head and the former Mossad chief had meetings with Trump days before the attack that Israel started to drag us in and said, yes, they will fall within 4 days. And then Trump comes out and says, no, Israel didn't drag us in. I did it. That's right. Even though Israel in front of us every few days humiliates the president. And the White House, I told you months ago, even before this started, is extremely concerned. They're in panic mode now. All the internal poll numbers are coming in. It's just as bad as the mainstream polls. The Republicans now believe they're going to lose the Senate. So here is President Trump on Friday, and within hours, the whole thing disintegrated. The Strait of Hormuz is closed right now. This has happened at least 10 times, and every time I came out Friday, where I said this, and I said, I bet it falls apart in a few hours, and I saw the comments, you're just a panicking, this is total victory, 3D chess, you watch, total victory, and it's delusional. And now Trump's threatening to obliterate their civilization again, hit all their civilian targets again. They're already hitting the civilian targets. They've blown up 36 universities, hundreds of power plants, hundreds of bridges. And Israel's blown up the only bridges in southern Lebanon of the north. And it's just carpet bombing the Christian areas and going in and blowing up some of the oldest churches in the world. And IDF soldiers are pulling down statues of Jesus and cutting the heads off. And when that all broke over the weekend, the neocons are, that's fake, that's not real. And then, of course, later, no, it's real. Everybody's upset about smashing Jesus up. That's just a graven image, which I'm not saying, regular Ten Commandments have an image of Jesus, but I'm not a Muslim here. But I'm worried about the followers of Christ. That's what Jesus is worried about, I can tell you, who had 34,000 homes estimated to have been blown up in the last few weeks in Israel's giant bombardment where they just carpet bomb whole Christian areas, including schools and ancient churches. I have all the B-roll of that. Just start rolling it for you if you like. Incredible footage. Looks like Gaza. And again, I don't want to be on air talking about this. I don't want to be on air attacking Israel. I don't want to be on air having to chronicle all this. I'm not anti-Israel. I don't want to have Israel go away. I just don't want to be controlled by Israel and then controlled to back up their Greater Israel project as it takes over the Middle East. This is just some of the aerial footage of your TV viewer. There's hours of this, of just the complete carpet bombing, and there's footage of it happening. You'll just see 10, 15, 20 bombs come in and whole neighborhoods go up. The Israeli government itself just released a big report on mass rape, torture, you name it, by the Israeli Defense Forces, and all these horrible videos of what they're doing to men, women, and children coming out, including in Lebanon now. So this is Greater Israel Project. They're taking over. They're taking southern Lebanon. That's what's happening. So here's President Trump again declaring victory on Friday.
Very important is that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon, and they've agreed to that. Iran's agreed to that, and they've agreed to it very powerfully. They've agreed to give us back the nuclear dust that's way underground because of the attack we made with the B-2 bombers. So we have a lot of agreement with Iran, and I think something's going to happen very positive.
Now, Pakistan is a nuclear power. They've been brokering the talks. They're pointing out that Israel continues to break the ceasefires. Here's the Pakistan ministry demands Israel withdraw from all occupied territories. Don't forget, they're actually a nuclear power and have a lot of high-tech missiles and reportedly hundreds of hydrogen bombs. Here's some of what the Pakistanis had to say.
Call for Israel's immediate, full, and unconditional withdrawal from all occupied Lebanese territories. Sustainable calm requires the full implementation of Security Council Resolution 1701 and unwavering respect for Lebanon's sovereignty and territorial integrity along the blue line. Mr. President, we echo the Secretary General's deep concern.
So that's where we are. Now, there is a problem in all of this, not just for the economy and potential of nuclear war and the rest of it. While we are focusing on the disintegration of Trump and trying to somehow get him to wake up and get back on track, got reports on what's happening inside the White House, I can tell you are very accurate. We do have the UN literally invading Europe with millions more per year of military-age men, incredible footage of that all over Europe, Spain, you name it. We have the, what the Democrats are planning if they get back in power here in the United States. And then we have a contingent of what you call more modern neocon MAGA, Trump's former enemies, literally coming out and saying those of us that are trying to get Trump to stop these disastrous policies for the economy and world peace and for the midterms, we're the traitors. And I see this sophomoric thing constantly where they go, oh, you're kicked off the Trump train. Trump fired you. Ha, you're not in the cool club anymore. What does that even mean? I like Trump because he was better than Democrats. Could care less about Trump liking me or being in some cool club where everything he does is pure genius. We're all supposed to worship it and act like sycophantic idiots. I mean, that's how the Democrats would act when they would say that Joe Biden's, this is the best Joe Biden. He's as smart as he's ever been. He's a total genius. You know, two men can have a baby. All of this cult-like garbage is the reason I've hated the Democrats so much. But here's the good news, and it's the bad news. Very paradoxical. 80%+, and that's Rasmussen and other various scientific polls, of independents that voted Republican are now voting Democrat or for another party. Trump swept independents. Under 45 men, he's lost over 40% of them. Unprecedented. Trump's overall approval rating of how he's handling things, 33, the lowest ever, down from 56. So the good news is it's a minority of Republicans that actually buy this garbage and love Mark Levin being the shadow president and the real president being Benjamin Netanyahu and the press secretary being Ben Shapiro. But paradoxically, okay, good, Republicans aren't an occult. We don't follow leadership when it's doing bad things. We have moral integrity. We supported Trump because he was the vessel that was doing what he was supposed to, a tool. But paradoxically, the fact that it is so unpopular, that's why they're going to lose the midterms. And it's self-inflicted wound. Trump cannot be this stupid. They've been telling him for months this is happening, and he just doesn't care and tells them to shut up. I want to talk about other things. So while we're focused on Trump getting us in this giant war and killing the economy and derailing the Republican majority and all the rest of it, we also have all the scientific reports coming in that major smartphone use literally shrinks the brain and causes brain damage, particularly in the young. Of course they know that. And that all over the Western world, they're bringing in government-forced euthanasia that's murder. And the cashless society, social credit scores going in. And it turns out the federal Know Your Customer program pressuring banks and Southwest Airlines and everybody else to take a face scan of you to be able to use their services, that all that data was scooped up and sold and stolen. Got articles on that. So I am paradoxically going to continue to cover what Trump's doing because it's front and center and the most dangerous. But I think pretty much the majority of us, the numbers show that, know this. So I commit to you that we're going to continue to cover all the other big issues. Like Congressman Burchett, who's been given classified briefings, says they got a bunch of alien craft. They've hidden them. They're not letting people see it. They're covering it up. It scared the hell out of you, knew what I knew. It needs to be brought out. I mean, just, I've got those clips. These are new statements he's made. Yeah, and everybody focuses on the TSA where you can opt out of a face scan. You get face scanned by passive cameras up at the ceiling the minute you walk in an airport, okay, for decades. They just want you to opt in to train you for it. But when you get to the airline to get on the plane, it's going in everywhere. They make you face scan to get on. And the point is, you think this is for your security. No, it's for the cashless society system in the future where you can't even leave one foot outside your door if you haven't jumped through all their hoops. That's the UN, and the WF, and the Communist Chinese, and Bill Gates that set up the global standardization's own plan. Again, that's coming up. So let me do this. I want to take a lot of calls over the next 4 hours today, at least the next three, on any subject you want to cover. The war, the decline of Trump. Maybe you agree with me. Maybe you disagree. You've got a nuance. What you think we should do? What you think was going to happen in the midterms? I don't agree with, you know, Nick Fuentes on, well, let's just vote Democrat to punish the Republicans. Most of the Republicans are good people, especially at the state level. The majority are good people in Congress, but it's the leadership that's controlled. We know that. And I don't think we should throw the baby out with the bathwater. We should check each candidate, support the people that are, you know, incumbents that are good, primary those that aren't, get more engaged. Look how far we came exposing globalism. Look how far we came with a better Trump before getting so much done. Where would we be if the Democrats had been in the last 8 years, 10 years, the whole time? Look at how the globalist system is so exposed and is getting so much resistance. We've changed the whole ballgame. When it comes to hearts and minds, we're now the majority, know the truth. They got polls out, 80%+ of people don't trust the COVID shots, and they only got a few thousand people take the new one. I mean, this is night and day. We cannot get in our minds that Trump was the change and that Trump was everything, and that, because he, even if he was true and good, he's 79, about to be 80, he'll be gone soon. So it's healthy to move on from Trump. And again, I don't care if you call yourself a liberal or conservative, whatever it is. Do you really want to live under a robot-controlled cashless society grid? Do you really want a social credit score? Do you really want a universal basic income? Do you really want this future they say they're building that's obsolete for humans? They just declassified that the CIA created Lyme disease at Plum Island off New York with Nazi scientists in the 1950s and purposely released the text. I told you that 30 years ago with scientists. We already had documents. Now it's totally confirmed. What type of government pulls crap like that? You know how many people I know who had their lives devastated by Lyme disease? That was it's tick-borne syphilis. That's what it is. They just don't freak you out when they tell you that. Eat your joints, eat your organs, eat your brain. I have family. One, I'm on a rock climbing thing in Oklahoma about 15 years ago. Great shape, wonderful. Got Lyme disease, didn't know it for about a year, went undiagnosed. By the time it took them 6 months of antibiotics to get rid of it, ate their joints and had an effect on the brain because it's weaponized syphilis. Syphilis will do that to you. Yeah, you don't just get syphilis in the old days from a prostitute. And you get rot holes all over your body and bloody holes in your hands. That's the old-fashioned one. Lyme's disease is weaponized, so it doesn't show up on the surface as much. It shows up internally. Yep, got the declassification right here. I can spend an hour on that. Just goes to show you, if you think the government was evil back then or compartmentalized groups of it, imagine how evil it is now. So here is the toll-free number for first-time callers. The first round of callers will be first-time. And then after we go through those calls, it'll be a free-for-all for everybody. But you can talk about any subject, any item, total wild card. But I would particularly like to hear you give me your take on Trump and the rest of it and where you see it's going. We're going to get killed. White House in full panic mode as economic outlook darkens. Mm-hmm. I don't just believe this article. I've been telling you that from my sources. Resignation is Trump's last chance at redemption. The Hill. Alex Jones tells Americans to do one act with a flag to protest unhinged Trump. Let's fly it upside down. Which they tell you is disrespectful. It's not. It means we're in crisis. In distress. Why a Democrat Senate, once unthinkable, is now a real possibility. And this is the numbers coming out, folks. Problematic smartphone use can shrink the brain. FBI Director Kash Patel sues The Atlantic, claiming false reporting about drinking and absences. Well, you can follow his jet and what he does. He goes to party to party to party. Anybody criticizes him, him and his girlfriend sue him. You're a public figure, bro. I can't stand The Atlantic. They've lied a lot about me. But we see you at the hockey championship drunk as a skunk. That's okay. You know, sometimes I do that. The point is you can't just, but the point is it's priorities. What is the FBI director doing when he's a public figure, suing people saying he's a drunk, whether it's true or not? But again, that just shows you where we are. Meanwhile, remember Howard Lutnick? Turned out his son's company signed over to him when he went into office. Bought up all of anybody that would sell of the insurance, Connor Fitzgerald, all of the insurance on companies that had insurance on tariffs, that if the tariffs got reversed, they would get paid back for the cost. And they bought it about 25% on the dollar. Lutnick said, no, this will never be overturned. They believed it, so they sold it to him for 25 cents on the dollar on average. And then Lutnick, even the Supreme Court justice admitted, wrote the tariff wrong. Gorsuch sent Trump a letter saying, if this has been changed, it was constitutional, but the way the executive orders and things were written, this is the problem. Lutnick knew that. Lutnick sabotaged the tariffs, and now he's going to get tens of billions of dollars. Trump administration to begin refunding $166 billion in tariffs. We got more articles about record insider trading, always right before Trump makes an announcement. They know when. And remember what Lutnick did? Remember the put options with Buzzy Krongard and the CIA? That was Lutnick and his company. They got hit on 9/11, but he wasn't there. Record put options on United and American. But he wasn't at work that day. He was back at the house next door to Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey was in building 9. He was right next door, building 11. Yeah, they kind of like to throw it in your face, don't they? So here's the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. Or if you're international, have trouble with the toll-free number, 512-646-1776. First time callers, straight ahead. Tons of clips and news. I mentioned some of what's coming up. There is so much more here today. Can a Republican defy Trump and survive? We're about to find out. That's another article. Stay with us and share those live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much.
The bad guys all over the world, the EU, NATO, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Democrat Party, they all recognize InfoWars and its history since 1997 when I started the website and started using that name as being probably the most devastating weapon of truth against them. And that's why they've tirelessly attacked us, censored us, and tried to shut us down. But because you stood with us as modern Paul Revere's, as true InfoWarriors, we've not only stayed on air, but we've become more effective and reached even more people, not just here, but around the world. This is 1776 Worldwide. Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats, that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. We also have a new line promoting the 250th anniversary of the American Republic, about to show you in a moment. But these are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines. Again, we the people, that means you and I, literally are the InfoWars. We are the eyes and ears on the ground. We are the people engaged in the fight to awaken humanity and seeing giant successes. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Dozens of new limited edition shirts in the 1776 line and hats. I love this one. InfoWars. All gut, no quit. Remember all the times the last few years where they had the fake auctions and raided us and turned the electricity off and got overturned in court? Oh, we're still battling. We wouldn't still be here if it wasn't for your fight. I'm the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. And that's who we are. So you want to get this camo classic InfoWars shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. A lot of these new shirts and hats are totally new designs, but a lot of them are classics, but limited edition with 1776 on the shoulder. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. And there's not just the new InfoWars 1776 line of hats. There's things like this bad boy, just real clean, classic Americana USA. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And this is just a small sampling of the designs at thealexjonesstore.com. InfoWars is 28 years old. America's 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Again, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you all for your past support. And just let you know, it's up to you whether this continues on. The InfoWar lives on through you. I suggest you get some of these classic designs while you still can, because in the future, if they get shut this down, we're going to have big problems selling InfoWars named apparel. Could be your last chance to get it. Thanks for your support. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being part of the true heart of America and the resistance against the globalists. God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, they've got polls in Israel. The majority of Israelis want a greater Israel. They want half of Lebanon. They want large pieces of the rest of the Middle East. And if they think they can go take it, well, then, you know, that's up to them. But we should not pay for it, and we shouldn't die for it. And so Tucker Carlson recently came out and said that Turkey and Lebanon are next. That's because not just Netanyahu's party, but the other major parties, the other two conservative parties, they make up the majority together. They're openly giving speeches. I played them a few weeks ago here saying, yes, they're even trying to start selling advanced real estate speculative contracts on once it's taken over, who will get first dibs on it. And so they're carpet bombing Christians in Lebanon, 30 plus thousand homes destroyed. And when you tune into the Christian, you know, Zionist channels that are the dominant channels on cable, there's not a damn word about this, except Huckabee got asked about it a month ago by Tucker, saying, so according to your interpretation of Genesis, Israel can have the whole Middle East. And he said, yes, just take it all. You want to see the clip again? Okay, so you go take it all then. And I've seen Netanyahu's deputy and the leaders of the other parties say on Fox News, Turkey is the new enemy after we take down Iran. Well, it's got the biggest conventional military in NATO. And they just worked with Turkey, Israel did a year and a half ago, right before Trump got in, to take down Assad and put Al-Qaeda in. So it's just, it's a disgusting mess. It's a black hole. It's totally insane. And Trump just put out a new Truth Social saying Israel did not tell him to go to war in Iran. Well, Netanyahu comes to Congress like six, seven times a year and says that. He's pressured all the previous presidents he's been in power for 25 years to do it. And they gave Trump the fake intelligence, and that's admitted from the Pentagon and the Israelis. So Trump says this, it's pure crap. Israel never talked to me into the war with Iran, never talked me into the war with Iran. The results of October 7th added to my lifelong opinion that Iran can never have a nuclear weapon, did. I watch and read the fake news pundits and polls and total disbelief. 90% of what they say are lies and made up stories. Yeah, usually are. Usually you were telling the truth before. And the polls are rigged. No, not Rasmussen and others, not your internal ones. And the polls are rigged. I mean, they had Mark Mitchell after he was on the show months ago. They summoned him there to meet with the president. He warned him. And the polls are rigged, much as the 2020 election was rigged. Just like the results of Venezuela, which the media doesn't like talking about. The results in Iran will be amazing. And if Iran's new leaders, regime change, are smart, Iran can have a great and prosperous future. Wait a minute. Trump said dozens of times the last month. Well, he said it a few days in, so how many days is that? 50-something days. That we've achieved regime change. That's not, the strait is open. No, it's not. I mean, I'm sorry. I just cannot sit here and be part of this. And notice, before Israel invaded Lebanon a month ago, put it back on screen, Huckabee gave him permission. Did Mike Huckabee just greenlight Israel to invade half of the Levant? February 26th. I mean, we are being sleptwalked into this war. And what Trump does is change the story four or five times a day. It's not a war. We already won. The strait's open. Better open, I'll blow you up. I'll end your civilization. He did it again over the weekend. And he's just trying to confuse people. I don't think he's that senile. I think he's demented. I think it's deranged. Because in the past, the media would call Trump a liar. I'd go, look at the policy. It was almost always true. It was easy to back him. And I was getting persecuted for backing him, so he must be good. Here's Tucker Carlson in a breakdown of what's next. And everything he's saying is true because Israel says it. This is the plan. Dragging us into every single conflict and paying for it. Here it is.
This is a longtime Israeli politician, leader, Naftali Bennett, explaining Israel's next step. Here's where they're going next. Watch.
A new Turkish threat is emerging. I want to be very clear. Turkey and Qatar have gained influence in Syria, are seeking influence elsewhere and everywhere throughout the region. And from here, I warn, Turkey is the new Iran. Erdogan is sophisticated, dangerous, and he seeks to encircle Israel. We can't close our eyes again.
He's sophisticated and dangerous. It's hardly an endorsement of Erdogan, or Erdogan, the Turkish leader, hardly an endorsement of him to say, when Bennett says he's dangerous, what he really means is he's sovereign. We can't tell him what to do. We don't fully control him. We can influence him, and it's clear that Israel and Turkey did have some kind of relationship in the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad in Syria last year, just to guess. But the real problem with Turkey is that it can't be controlled. So it is therefore a threat to Israel. And again, not attacking Israel. That's true. That is true. In the same sense that when we have hostile leaders in big countries in our hemisphere, it really bothers us. And sometimes we kill them, regime change them. And we make up this whole, no, it's really important. The people of country X need to be free. But really, we need to be unconstrained because we're a great power. That's what it is. It's important to say this, not to allege some sort of dark conspiracy by the Israelis, but to explain that it's not unusual at all. It's the most usual thing in the world. What's unusual is to live in a country that is so controlled, whose media environment is so precisely constructed to keep you from knowing anything that matters, from seeing the most obvious things. And that it has been constructed, not a conspiracy theory, over the course of many, many years to keep you from not knowing. Barry Weiss may run CNN. Whoever thought that would happen? Okay, now. But the, you know, the point of these moves is to, in the media, is to control the way things are described so you can't see things clearly and to muddy the conversation with anti-Semitism, the Nazis. No, no, this is classic great power competition, and we just can't see it because we have been so thoroughly propagandized, we think that this is some sort of like effort to liberate somebody. It's not. But then the question becomes like, what is our role in this? So now that we know, and by the way, it's perilous that we know, and one of the reasons I almost didn't do this, not that I'm like saying anything that isn't obvious. It's all very obvious. But to say it out loud does not make things more stable. In other words, once you have a war going on and everybody knows that it's not being waged on behalf of the people who are dying in it or the families they leave behind, then, you know, things don't get more stable. So, and no one wants to add to the present instability. But I just think it's important to know the truth and to know what our leaders have planned because, as you already know, they lie and they have no scruples at all. Thanks for watching. You can go to tuckercarlson.com for our entire library of everything we've done, and we hope you will. You've appealed to Genesis. Genesis 15 says it's Abram. It's pre-Abraham. It's Abram. Receives from God the news that his descendants will inherit the land. And you tell me as the theologian if I'm getting this wrong, but from the Euphrates to the Nile. I think that's right. And that would include like basically the entire Middle East. That would be the Levant. So that would be Israel, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon. It would also be big parts of Saudi Arabia and Iraq. It would be, I mean,
I'm not sure it would go that far. I mean, it would be a big piece of land, but here's the point.
It would be a lot of places that are now countries. That
but this particular area that we're talking about now, Israel, is a land that God gave through Abraham to a people that he chose. It was a people, a place, and a purpose. We can look at it that way. Christian Zionism. I want to go back because that's where we started.
I'm not going to let you off on this because you have said it three times that God gave this land to this people. And so it is entirely fair for me with respect to ask, what land are you talking about? Because I just read Genesis 15, as I have many times. Mm-hmm. And that land, I think it says, from the Nile to the Euphrates, which is, once again, basically the entire Middle East. So God gave that land to his people, the Jews, or he didn't. You're saying he did. What does that mean? Does Israel have the right to that land? Because you're appealing to Genesis.
Yeah.
You're saying that's the original deed.
It would be fine if they took it all.
So Israel is not just controlling our foreign policy. They're trying to get full control of the media, even more control of domestic policy to ensure on their flank, their takeover of the Middle East, and to make sure we join them in this. So this is the new world war being set up. We were supposed to pivot to deal with China. Nope, sorry. Israel says China can do whatever it wants. You work for us. It's a big deal. It's like you're tied down on the railroad tracks, and here comes the big train towards you. We need to get off these tracks. So that's why I played those two clips, because I just wanted to back up what I was saying and show you the actual individuals admitting it. And if you talk about it, well, you're just anti-Jewish. What? Tucker is absolutely right. This is how big empires operate, and Israel is acting like an empire because it controls, to a great extent, the United States. And Trump did not let Netanyahu run us in the first administration. And that was a good thing. And he followed through on not having a bunch of wars. So I trusted him because in the past he did such a great job, comparatively. Now that's not the case. And I could spend the rest of the hour just reading this Wall Street Journal article, and you're like, oh, I heard all that from you. Yeah. I don't just know this is an accurate article because I trust the Wall Street Journal. No, it's because I know and have gotten very similar information from people that are there. And the majority of people there are freaked out because just from a political perspective, they know they're going to be out of power. And a lot of them are actually moral and think this is wrong. But Israel is going for it all right now through our government. But then we also have another clip. Yeah, let's play that in a moment. Of Trump saying, we struck Iran to defend Israel. So he's saying, Israel has nothing to do with it, but we did it for Israel. You have the head of the ADL a few weeks ago saying, if you say this war was for Israel, you're anti-Semitic. We want to come after you and silence you and use the same energy we used on Hamas with exploding pagers. That's a quote. It's a threat. I can't believe he said that. Jonathan Greenblatt. I mean, it's just wild. It's crazy. And then Congressman Massey and other individuals got within one vote of repealing Trump's war powers, which he's operating without, or invoking the war powers over Trump, which Congress is supposed to have control of the power of the purse and to declare a full war. This is a full war. And I noticed all over the place over the weekend, oh, they're traitors, arrest them. They're trying to have a coup over Trump's military power. No, it's in the Constitution. Now, the Russians shot missiles at us. Trump can, you know, he has the authority to defend against them. Things like that. Things like that. But he doesn't have the power to take us into a full war. Remember, he ran against that as well. Yeah, so here's President Trump on going to war to protect Israel. Here it is.
This is very important, and we're doing very well on the war front, to put it mildly, I would say. Somebody said, on a scale of 10, where would you rate it? I said about a 15. And we're going to continue to do well. We have the greatest military in the world by far. And that was a tremendous threat to us for many years. 47 years they've been killing our people and killing people from all over the world. And I think we have great support. And I think if we didn't do it first, they would have done it to Israel and give us a shot if that was possible. And if we didn't terminate the worst deal, one of the worst deals ever made, the Obama nuclear deal, I call it the Obama nuclear deal, where he gave everything to Iran, including a nuclear weapon. It was a road to a nuclear weapon. Bad things would have happened 4 years ago because they would have had a weapon 4 years ago if I didn't terminate that deal.
And Israel did strike first when Trump decided to put it off again. That's declassified. That's public. They did drag us into it, but now he's put Truth Social out saying that's not the case because it's embarrassing to him that he's not in charge. Just like when he said, Israel, do not attack Lebanon anymore, and they keep attacking. In fact, they intensified the attacks. That's a fact. All right, I want to go to your phone calls at the end of the hour, right through the next few hours with other news. Get your take on this and any other topics or subjects. Remember, we don't screen your calls other than you got a clean phone line where you're calling from. I'm going to agree, disagree, whatever. And sometimes I just say any topic. So that's one of these days. We get some weird calls, some really cool calls. We do this, but it's fun to do. So we're doing it here today. Before we go any further, I'm going to make announcements in the next few days that are detailed on this. But barring a miracle, InfoWars will close in 9.5 days on the 30th of April. And starting May 1st, the Alex Jones Network will fire up. Same time slot, radio stations, satellites, stations all know. It's going to be pretty seamless. We'll have a new news site we're going to be announcing and a lot more. And even though in federal and state court, the bad guys never even got the right to have InfoWars or get the building, the judge has ordered a receiver to not let us pay the bills and to close us. They don't have the balls to actually say you're closed. They're just turning the electricity, the rent. It's all been, a lot of it's already been turned off. Just they haven't turned off the internet yet, even though it hadn't been paid in weeks. We could shut down before then. But I chose that date so that it's somewhat seamless, hopefully, of the 30th. Well, really, because a bunch of bills are due on the 1st. We're not authorized to pay them. We have the money. And whatever little bit of money is in InfoWars will then be handed over to the receiver. It's not much, but enough to pay the bills. And then everything goes to the Alex Jones Network, which I don't own, so they can't shut it down. So thealexjonesstore.com is owned by Bigley, and it finances and owns the Alex Jones Network and the same crew, same everything. We plan to even expand after that. Now that they won't be able to jack with us as much. They'll still mess with me, but that's fine. This is all seamless. It's all about board. With all their fake judgments against me, the Texas Supreme Court's already signaled they're going to overturn it. They're going to be in big trouble when that happens because they'll owe all these huge damages foreclosing us. That's why they won't officially order it closed. They got more sophisticated. They're just turning off the internet, the electricity, the rent, everything else, effectively shutting us down. But that still won't stand in court. Okay? And we're going to do injunctions and go after them in court. You know, who knows what will happen later. But you've already seen them do fake auctions and close us and turn the internet off and close us and announce that Bloomberg's Onion owned us. And, you know, that was almost 2 years ago. So, but they put us in checkmate, turning the internet, the power, and not paying the landlord. Landlord was here this morning with people looking at the building. Been here almost 17 years. So we've survived a lot. People that have a normalcy bias and think, well, you know, it's and God's come through so many times. If God wants this place to stay open, some miracle will happen. But the InfoWar lives forever. A website name, something like that, means nothing. It's a generic term meaning a war on free your mind. We're all InfoWarriors. The InfoWar will continue on the Alex Jones Network. We are InfoWarriors. It is an InfoWar. But we've never given up. We've never backed down. So it is essential that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And I saw this new sale they're doing. I don't tell them what to do, but I can have some sway. There's a lot of InfoWars apparel. And just in case they win in court down the road, when we do the switchover, we're going to stop selling stuff that says InfoWars on it. We're going to say stuff that's InfoWarrior, InfoWarrior, that's all fine. But stuff with InfoWars is not going to be sold anymore until we either win this or whatever happens in court. So this is your last chance, potentially, to ever get original InfoWars shirts, the InfoWars line. And I can tell you, the average shirt costs them $14 to make. I noticed today, all InfoWars apparel is $14. Well, we need to raise funds to operate the new network. So I'm going to call them today after the show. I'm going to say, hey, let's sell the old InfoWars gear for regular price or even more as a fundraiser, not sell it at cost because then no funds come in. But I see what they're doing. They want to get rid of stuff that's there, but I haven't really been promoting it. I believe if we promote this and explain this, we'll be able to sell it for full price, which we need to make some money. But right now is your opportunity to get it for $14 a shirt. I think that's a little bit below cost. It's like an XXL is more than 14 bucks. The average cost is like $14 and change. So that is literally a loss leader. Just to get those out the door, it's historic. Get yours now. 65% off all InfoWars products. InfoWars is ending at the end of the month of that configuration. So everything is moving. All supplies last. Right now, 65% off all InfoWars products. That means apparel for just $14. Shop now. There's all sorts of stuff that has InfoWars on it as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com, the InfoWars cooler bundle is selling out. A lot of cool stuff, sunglasses in it, and more. But the big thing you want is Last Chance Ultra Methylene Red, complements methylene blue. It's a proprietary product. Mitochondrial energy, mental clarity and focus, synaptic growth, and long-term brain resilience. This is such a strong formula. It's a huge bottle. It's twice the size of methylene blue. And it's amazing, and it's a bestseller, but despite that, it's 72% off. That is below cost for people that subscribe. Then it locks in at that price, cancel any time with one click. So that's just to get people to try it that have been on the fence. It is amazing. So thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. And these deals are so insane, I'm going to call them at the end of the show and say, kill these deals. Okay, because that is just absolutely bonker town to be selling everything at below cost. Maybe they're paranoid that I'm gonna like go off the air. This is like panic stuff. I'm about panic, and I'm mad at them, which is bizarre. I mean, that's how That's how good that deal is, folks. But the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, all of it is incredible. These are the very best products, and they will change your lives in a big, big, big way. And it keeps this broadcast on the air. All of these products really work. They're amazing, and they fund this operation. And people are going to freak out when InfoWars shuts down because, you know, we survived so many attacks. I have, like, people I work with and family, and they go, hey, was all that really real? Was that really? You mean when the federal courts and all that happened? Yeah, it's all real, real. And the fact that we fought so hard and fought so long is a testament to the listeners supporting us and the power of prayer. So pray for InfoWars that something miraculous happens. But trust in God, but row away from the rocks, as Hunter S. Thompson would say. The Bedouin saying is, pray to God, but, you know, tie up your camel. You don't just, God will plant the crops and God will take care of my kids and God will. No, you do the right thing. You pray to God and then God takes you that extra mile, that extra step, that bridge across. But you are the InfoWar. So get these limited edition shirts now while you still can. The InfoWars classic 7076 line is a particular special edition with 7076 on the right shoulder. And this is your last chance to get that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But I'm telling you, if you haven't had the methylene blue, you're insane. If you haven't had the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, you are nuts. We have a 90%+ reorder on those. Nobody has that because they work so good. But in closing, before we start the next hour and go to your calls, I really want to ask you to do is this. I will soon announce the new news site. I will announce a whole bunch of very interesting things that are very important. And I need you to hit your whole email list, your text message list, your Facebook, your X, your Instagram, in person, your business, whatever, the new URL to find the show. And obviously you can go to Real Alex Jones on X, you can go to Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. All that will have the new show on it. It'll all be right there. But your word of mouth is so essential that we can continue to be tomorrow's news today. But every day, when you get excited about the clips and share them, when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X with a backup at AJN Live from Alex Jones Network at AJN Live, just AJN and Live on X. When you follow us on Rumble, when you follow us on X, when you support with your prayer and your word of mouth and financially, it changes the world. So I want to salute you all and thank you. We could not do any of this without you. But there is a fundraiser right now because this is going to continue to keep us on the air, and it's going to be more important than ever. And then on May 30th, I think I'll go to late in the night, when we sign off on that Thursday and then come back the next Friday, you'll see. Yes, all of the bad guys really are still coming after us.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the InfoWar today by going to thealexjonesstore.com and picking up a bottle of zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.